This is Apostle Tanya. Most marvelously, we have the blessed honor in this generation to declare our love for our blessed Master. And surely, I am most grateful to serve together with you to exalt our Holy Lord and remindeth the enemy, the earth is thy Lord's and the fullness thereof. Through the revelatory teachings taught by the Spirit of God through me and the most glorious supernatural fun experiences that I have spent in the blessed presence of the Master, I pray that you shall be most encouraged and equipped listening to holy podcasts. I am most surely honored to have you a part of the family. The teaching you are about to listen to was taught through me by the dearest Holy Spirit before my miraculous voice change from thy Lord. In the fall of 2020, the Holy Father was most generous to giveth me a surprise miracle of a new speaking voice. And for a season afterwards, this miraculous speaking voice change continued to be stronger and develop into a sound wherewith I gather was the Eternal Lord's original intent. I want to thank you whom are new to the ministry for your prayers and for your support. And welcome to all the new family members of the ministry. I want to encourage you to contact us if you are in need of prayer or are led by the Holy Spirit to serve with the ministry. Friends, together, let us exalt our blessed Master and declare his greatness in the earth. Amen. However, I will pray something quickly. I'll ask him, is it something I need to mention in prayer? I'll ask him what he wants me to do with that. And I still will respond to you as if I know nothing. Not because I'm good, because he's given me the grace I ask for it. Because I don't want to fail the Lord Jesus. I don't want to fail the Lord Jesus. And so we must ask him. He's a good father. He will giveth unto you the grace to respond rightly to your church, to your children in the church. He's going to bestow dreams unto you if he has not already. You must not treat them differently with what he bestows upon you. Pray for them. Sit down and speak to them. Correct them. Rebuke them in love. They should always depart from your presence as if they have spent time with Jesus. Read a passage of Jesus' ministry and how he responded in love before you ever sit down to correct anyone. His heart is the heart we must have in ministry. Remember, as a son whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. So he has received us We must accept his correction. We must accept his rebuke. He is creating on us a pure heart. He's refining us for this end time, for these end times. He is loving on us in his correction. We do not want him to become silent. Honor him with your dreams so that he may continue to honor you and bestow dreams upon you. I can testify to this. As you begin to honor your dreams, he will increase your dreams, and you will get dreams about the smallest things about your life, what vitamins to use for your health, where to go that is safe. The Bible is filled with dreams manifesting, where maybe not even dreams, but guidance, where we were told not to go there because Satan would hinder us. And so we want to be sure that we, I feel something here. I'm going to pray and pause a second. Okay, I don't, it's something probably for me. I'm sorry. All right, so let's be sure that we also continue to walk in honor for thy Lord, for thy Lord God, with dreams. If the Lord God should bestow a dream to you about this ministry, I encourage you to send your dreams to me via email, okay? Send them to me via email only. I am honored to receive what thy Lord is saying to you in your dreams. The Lord has given me the grace to, and by him, to interpret the dreams. Sometimes we misinterpret dreams. We must be careful to interpret them right. And so I ask that if you do receive any dreams about the ministry, especially those that are in Kenya, thy Lord is going to prepare you by speaking to you in dreams about things that are going to come. I ask that you please do not hold your dreams. Reveal them to charity. And so when the Lord pulled me back, the first thing he did was work in my heart. And so all I know is how to love him like him. I don't know how to love any way else, and I never want to. That person is dead. Anyone that knows me knows he's changed me inside and out. He's even given me a new voice. I am no longer that person. And so that is what happens when you're in the Lord's presence. And he will not allow us to walk like the enemy. We walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Amen. So I thank you for releasing any dreams that thy Lord gives to you, to me. And that is honor for the ministry. Amen. Thank you for your sensitivity, leaders, and honor to this ancient gift of dreams. Let us not grieve the blessed Holy Spirit in our responses to the dreams. Pray and ask him to giveth you the grace for this season of dreams so that you might respond rightly. When we respond rightly, thy blessed Lord Jesus will trust us with his secrets beyond ministry. He will, I promise you, he will. He will trust you with things that you never knew that thy Lord would even consider you. He will become your friend. He loves fellowship with us. And dreams is another way he becomes our friend. He may even begin to speak to you about about the continent that you live in, the country you live in, the governments, any corruption in the governments. He will release them. Why is the Lord releasing those dreams unto you? Because he wants you to pray, and he is alerting you because he loves you and he is protecting you. And so this is how he also protects us, by revealing those things that are to come. That is his love to us, not only as a father, but as our friend. So I ask you, don't hurt our friend. I love him so. Don't hurt him. Don't disclose what he gives you and cause it to be chatter and gossip. Treat it most holy. He is a holy God. Don't hurt him and don't grieve him. Don't wound him. And use it to hurt a brethren or this ministry. Honor him. Honor the Lord. Reverence what he shows you in your sleep. Giveth him the honor. If he bestows something to you in your sleep that you've been waiting for, release a sacrificial offering, even if it is a dollar, into this ministry. Release it into another ministry if he instructs you to do that. I hardly ever mention money on these calls. Never. This is the first time. This is the Spirit of the Lord. Be faithful with your giving. He honors sacrifice, and he will increase, and he will cause you to be so fruitful and walk in such wealth. Do as he has asked you to do. Remember, there's always an offering given to thy Lord when he gives us something, when he speaks to us about something, when he gives us instruction to build something. We must give him back something. You are to give up anyway, especially when he's speaking to you in this manner, in this ministry. I bless you. I honor you. And I glorify your name, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name. I apologize for my raspy voice this morning. I'm seeking thy Lord, and the prayers have been intense. I've been with him for a few days, and I thank you, and I apologize for it. And it's early in the morning too. Amen. And so we're going to close out now. Jude chapter 1, I want to, a benediction I was once told. The grace on a benediction, it translates you into another realm. And so I declare over you now, Jude chapter 1, verses 24 and 25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.